Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today, we will be reading from 2 Chronicles, chapters 1 through 5, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I know this is usually the day that we read Psalms, but tomorrow we're going to add our Psalms with our Proverbs, and we're going to read them together. So today is a catch-up day, and we're reading from 2 Chronicles, chapters 1 through 5. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for how you continue to move on our behalf, how you continue to make ways for us out of no way. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for your healing, your help, Lord God, and your strength for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, oh, for salvation. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are the lifter of our heads. You are the provider of our every need. Lord, you are the fixer. Lord God, you are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our provider and our keeper and our help and our strength. You are all that and so much more. Lord God, we honor you today. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, because you continue to move in the midst of us. You continue to call us and to align us and realign us and to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding as we go forth, Lord God. You continue, Lord God, to do battle for us and lift up our heads, Lord God. You continue as the Lord strong and mighty in our lives, and we give you glory, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything on today. Asking, Lord God, that you bless the word as we go forward, Lord. Open up our hearts and our minds, Lord, to receive knowledge, to receive wisdom, and to receive understanding. Lord, give us revelations directly from your throne, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to go forward in the depth that you placed in our lives and the assignments that you've given to each and every one of us and the purpose, Lord, that you set before us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver each and every one of us, Lord God, that we might walk thereby, Lord God, by your wisdom, your knowledge, and according to your standard and not the standard of the world. We give you glory, oh, God. Because you have all knowledge and all wisdom, Lord Jesus, and we belong to you. Amen. We belong to you, Lord God, and we will not serve another. So we come before you, Lord, humbly. We come humbly, Lord. We come humbly, Lord God, that you might make us and shake us and wake us, Lord God, and align us and realign us and help us and move us and shape us, oh, Lord God, and help us to go forward. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We give glory and honor, amen, to Jesus, our salvation on today. We are reading from 2 Chronicles chapters 1 through 5 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen, to the glory of God Almighty. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and exalted him exceedingly. And Solomon spoke to all of Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, to the judges and to every leader in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses. Then Solomon and all the assembly with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon. For the tabernacle of meeting with God was there, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But David had brought up the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim to the place David had, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Now the bronze altar that Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord. Solomon and the assembly sought him there. And Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. On that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And Solomon said to God, "You have shown great mercy to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David, my father, be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this great of people of yours?" Then God said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king, wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like." So Solomon came to Jerusalem from the high place that was at Gibeon, from before the tabernacle of meeting, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen. He had 1,400 chariots, 1,000 horsemen, whom he stationed in the chariot cities with the king in Jerusalem. Also the king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones, and he made cedars as abundant as the sycamores which are in the lowland. And Solomon had horses imported from Egypt. And Tevah, the king's merchants bought them from Tevah at the current price. They also acquired and imported from Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver and a horse for 150. Thus, through their agents, they exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Syria. Then Solomon determined to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal house for himself. Solomon selected 70,000 men to bear burdens, 80,000 to quarry stones in the mountains, and 3,600 to oversee them. Then Solomon sent to Urim, king of Tyre, saying, "As you have dealt with David, my father, and sent him cedars to build himself a house to dwell in, so deal with me. Behold, I am building a temple for the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, to burn before him sweet incense for the continual showbread, for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths and on the new moons, and on the set feasts of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. The temple which I build will be great, for our God is greater than all gods. But who is able to build him a temple, since heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then, that I should build him a temple, except to burn sacrifice before him? Therefore, send me at once a man skillful to work in gold and silver, in bronze and iron, in purple and crimson and blue, who has skill to engrave with the skillful men who are with me in Judah and Jerusalem, whom David my father provided. Also send cedar and cypress and algum logs from Lebanon, for I know that your servants have skill to cut timber in Lebanon, and indeed my servants will be with your servants to prepare timber for me in abundance, for the temple which I am about to build shall be great and wonderful. And indeed I will give to your servants the woodsmen who cut timber 20,000 cores of ground wheat, 20,000 cores of barley, 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil." Then Hiram, king of Tyre, answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon, "Because the Lord loves his people, he has made you king over them." Hiram also said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, for he has given King David a wise son, endowed with prudence and understanding, who will build a temple for the Lord and a royal house for himself. And now I have sent a skillful man endowed with understanding, Urim, my master craftsman, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skilled to work in gold and silver, bronze and iron, stone and wood, purple, blue, and fine linen, and crimson, and to make any graving and to accomplish any plan which may be given to him, with your skillful men and with the skillful men of my lord David, your father. Now, therefore, the wheat, the barley, the oil, and the wine which my lord has spoken of, let him send to his servants, and we will cut wood from Lebanon as much as you need. We will bring it to you in rafts by sea to Joppa, and you will carry it up to Jerusalem. Then Solomon numbered all the aliens who were in the land of Israel after the census in which David his father had numbered them, and there were found to be 153,600, and he made 70,000 of them bearers of burdens, 80,000 stonecutters in the mountains, and 3,600 overseers to make the people work. Now Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Arnon, the Jebusite. And he began to build on the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign. This is the foundation which Solomon laid for the building of the house of God. The length was 60 cubits by cubits according to the former measure, and the width 20 cubits. And the vestibule that was in the front of the sanctuary was 20 cubits long across the width of the house, and the height was 120. He overlaid the inside with pure gold. The larger room he paneled with cypress, which he overlaid with fine gold. And he carved palm trees and chain work on it. And he decorated the house with precious stones for beauty. And the gold was gold from Parvaim. He also overlaid the house, the beams, and the doorposts, its walls and doors with gold, and he carved cherubim on the walls. And he made the most holy place. Its length was according to the width of the house, 20 cubits, and its width 20 cubits. He overlaid it with 600 talents of fine gold. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold, and he overlaid the upper area with gold. In the most holy place he made two cherubim fashioned by carving and overlaid them with gold. The wings of the cherubim were 20 cubits in overall length. One wing of the one cherubim was 5 cubits, touching the wall of the room, and the other wing was 5 cubits, touching the wing of the other cherubim. One wing of the other cherubim was 5 cubits, touching the wall of the room, and the other wing also was 5 cubits, touching the wing of the other cherubim. The wings of these cherubim spanned 20 cubits overall. They stood on their feet, and they faced inward. And he made the veil of blue, purple, crimson, and fine linen, and wove the cherubim into it. Also, he made in front of the temple two pillars, 25 cubits high, and the capital was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. He made wreaths of chain work, as in the inner sanctuary, and put them on top of the pillars. And he made 100 pomegranates and put them on the wreaths of chain work. Then he set up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left. He called the name of the one on the right hand Shechem, and the name of the one on the left, Boaz. Moreover, he made a bronze altar. 20 cubits was its length, 20 cubits was its width, and 10 cubits its height. Then he made the sea of cast bronze, 10 cubits from one brim to the other. It was completely round. Its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference, and under it was the likeness of oxen, encircling it all around, 10 to a cubit, all the way around the sea. The oxen were cast in two rows when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, 3 looking toward the west, 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. The sea was set upon them, and all their back parts pointed inward. It was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was shaped like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It contained 3,000 baths. He also made 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right side and 5 on the left to wash in them. Such things as they offered for the burnt offering, they would wash in them. But the sea was for the priest to wash in. And he made 10 lampstands of gold according to their design and set them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. And he made 100 bowls of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priest and the great court and doors for the court. And he overlaid these doors with bronze. He set the sea on the right side toward the southeast. Then Huram made the pots and the shovels and the bowls. So Huram finished doing the work that he was to do for King Solomon for the house of God. The two pillars and bowl-shaped capitals that were on the top of the two pillars, the two networks covering the two bowl-shaped capitals which were on top of the pillars, 400 pomegranates for the two networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network to cover the two bowl-shaped capitals that were on the pillars. He also made carts and the lavers on the carts, 1 sea and 12 oxen under it. Also the pots, the shovels, the forks, and all their articles, Huram his master made of burnished bronze for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. In the plain of Jordan, the king had them cast in clay molds between Sukkoth and Zereda. And Solomon had all these articles made in such great abundance that the weight of the bronze was not determined. Thus Solomon had all the furnishings made for the house of God, the altar of gold and the tables on which was the showbread, the lampstands with their lamps of pure gold to burn in the prescribed manner in the front of the inner sanctuary with flowers and lamps and the wick trimmers of gold, of purest gold, the trimmers, the bowls, the ladles, the censers of pure gold. As for the entry of the sanctuary, its inner doors to the most holy place, and the doors of the main hall of the temple were gold. So all the work that Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in the things which his father David had dedicated, the silver and the gold and all the furnishings, and he put them in the treasuries of the house of God. Now Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief fathers of the children of Israel in Jerusalem, that they might bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord up from the city of David, which is in Zion. Therefore, all the men of Israel assembled with the king at the feast, which was in the 7th month. So all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the Ark. Then they brought up the ark, the tabernacle of meeting, and all the holy furnishings that were in the tabernacle. The priests and the Levites brought them up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled with him before the ark were sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be counted or numbered for multitude. Then the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the temple, to the most holy place, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim overshadowed the ark and its poles. The poles extended so that the ends of the poles of the ark could be seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. And they are there to this day. Nothing was in the ark except the 2 tablets which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they had come out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests came out of the most holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without keeping to their division, and the Levites who were the singers, all those of Asaph and Heman and Jesudun were, and their brethren stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Indeed, it came to pass, when the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. I have read and you have heard from 2 Chronicles chapters 1 through 5, amen, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word and sanctify the truth in each and every one of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, amen, is the day of salvation. Amen. And Jesus is continuing to call your name. He knows your name. He knows where you are. He knows your country. He knows when you were born and the hairs on your head. They are numbered by the Lord. Amen. Say yes to the Lord today. Amen. He is beckoning for you to change your life forever. He said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. The Lord is waiting to give you the abundance that he came here, that all of mankind could be a part of. And not all will receive it because not all will say yes. But don't let that be said of you. Say yes to the Lord. Amen. And receive of this great salvation. I say it almost every day. Each and every one of us, we were always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe, from glory to redeem the souls of men so that we could again be in right fellowship with the Father. Amen. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. We were always intended to be in relationship with God. All we're doing by saying yes to Jesus is we're saying yes to the gift that he's given us because he's already set those things in order for us. And this way, you'll set your life in the order that it was intended to be in. Amen. The Lord wants to align your life with the life-giving power of his Spirit. Amen. Amen. He's doing it even right now. Say yes to the Lord. Scripture tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Whosoever. And that means you. That means you. You begin to call it upon the name of Jesus. Amen. That is his saving name, Jesus. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only saving name. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Don't be bamboozled. All the rest is a lie. Jesus saves. Amen. I hope you will continue, amen, to be with me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. God bless you. Say yes to the Lord. He is soon to return. Amen.